They had the presentation with one of the doctors here for the medical center. And then I saw you at the, of course, the press conference last week. Yes, indeed.
Yes. Well, it's been a busy summer. What can I say?
Exactly. I told her, I said, Kathy, we got to have an open line. It's been too long. We got things to talk about. Where do we start with the first? Because there's a couple of different topics. Where do we start first?
Well, maybe I'll start with one that has seemed a little amusing to me this week. You mentioned the fact that I was at the press conference last week up there at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this, ever since then, my emails have been blowing up with people that are upset that the term cornhusker was used.
I was too. I was like, why do you have to throw that in? And that was one of the federal employees, if correct me if I'm wrong, that did that. So that doesn't surprise me that somebody just thinking it's Nebraska, you got to throw Cornhusker in there. So that really didn't surprise me.
That's true. But we had people that thought that as regents, we could probably legally stop that. But you know, the word Cornhusker, well, actually was used long before probably our Cornhuskers here in Nebraska, because I know my grandfather husked corn and they called him a Cornhusker. But anyway, yeah, I just kind of surprised me that is something really that we don't have any control over. And it was not a local person that used that term. You're correct. It was a federal individual. So I'm sure we're the Cornhusker state, and that just fell out of their mouth. I was kind of surprised. You know, here we are looking at, we've got to cut $20 million. We are looking at changes that we're going to have to make. Don't know exactly what those are. So to me, I was a little surprised by it because there's so many other things going on. But we have really been working and looking at the last, I would say, couple of months, especially with the Dr. Gold's tour through Nebraska, which I joined him on part of that. And then Dr. Daley Davies that was out there in McCook. We're looking very hard to build partnerships into local communities to meet all kinds of needs, medical needs, the needs for agriculture. We have a particular online program that has been started between UNL and NCTA, and that's an online training program for individuals wanting to work in the butchery and meat processing business, and it's self-paced pretty much so that individuals can do that even though they may already be employed and very busy with other parts of their lives.
That's terrific. I mean, NCTA, of course, our friends up in Curtis do a wonderful job. You know that up there, and that's a great campus. Good people up there, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And I know that right now we're working with an interim individual there because the dean retired this spring. But Dr. Kelly Bruns is the one that's working with that now, and he's trying to get a PR program started so that we can do some video clips of the different things that happen on that campus so that individuals know all of the opportunities that are available there. They also have the 2+2 program, so if you go to NCTA and you get your 2 years there, they transfer right straight on to UNK. And so that keeps the individual a little closer at home for a couple years. But yet, if they decide to pursue a four-year degree, they can do that.
That's awesome. That's terrific. It's pretty cool that one of the campuses of the Nebraska University of Nebraska system is right here in our neck of the woods, Frontier County, and a lot of kids from this area, and even from kids not from this area, go to that school.
Yes, we have kids from Wyoming, from Colorado, from Kansas. I mean, they really like picking up on that rural setting, smaller student body area. They feel, I think, a little more at home. And we also know that statistically, where individuals are educated, where they get their education, they are more apt to stay in that area once they graduate and enter into the professional field. And of course, with rural Nebraska losing people all the time, that's something that we really want to focus on, is providing education as close to home as possible. As you know, we have the new UNMC services that are going to be coming online there in Kearney, and working with local hospitals and trying to meet those medical needs in the rural areas, and also making sure that students who are attending local schools, high schools, et cetera, begin to realize how many opportunities there are in the medical field.
Great news. You bet. Nebraska Medical Center does a ton. Does a ton. No question about it. What else? Anything else on the topic of discussion? I know with the University of Nebraska, classes going at all the campuses. I know, Kathy, you don't want to bring up bad news, but I know some budget concerns have kind of been in the news the last month or so, haven't they?
Honestly, those budget concerns are, in my mind, huge. We're talking millions and millions of dollars that we're going to have to find. A lot of people blame the legislature for that, but we all know that the revenues here in our state have been fairly limited. They're not looking real good. So it's only understandable that everybody's going to have to tighten their belt. We did have to raise tuition by 5% this year. That is something that I voted against. I felt that taxpayers are already supporting our university. And then if you're a family paying those taxes and then you have students going there and you get hit with another 5% increase on tuition, sometimes that's just enough to make it to where that student cannot attend classes. And so I didn't support that. I realize that some of that needs to happen, but I also feel we're just going to have to look for those uncomfortable cuts.
Anything else, Kathy? Any other topics that would be of interest to our listeners out there today?
One other I would mention, we recently, at our last board meeting, we had the item on deciding whether or not Dr. Gold had actually completed his job satisfactorily and whether he was eligible for merit pay. And we all agreed that Dr. Gold has done a very good job. He's a very energetic individual. He puts a lot of, I think, effort into getting out and meeting the people. And even though he comes from New York, I think he's been working hard to find out more about agricultural needs in our state. And there were two board members. I was one of those. And then Jim Scheer, former senator here in Nebraska, we voted against the merit pay. We agreed he did his job. But when we were looking at over $20 million that needed cut, we did not feel that we could actually justify nearly $160,000 in merit pay. But I would hand it to Dr. Gold that a couple days after that vote, when he was going to go ahead and get his merit pay, he announced he was turning that back to be used for some of the programs at our university. And I was very glad to see that, because when we're laying people off, people are losing their livelihood. I think that was a very important move that he made.